Hello, this is Lisa Gar, and welcome to Coast AM. It is a true, true joy to be here with you tonight on this wonderful evening of my brother's birthday. Happy birthday, brother. So, are you curious about the history and the truth behind manufactured diseases like Agent Orange, Gulf War Syndrome, Lyme's disease, Morgellons disease? And what about the most recent manufactured COVID-19 virus and the history of this virus? I have a very fascinating guest on tonight, Dr. Christopher Macklin. He is a Melchizedek being. He's a powerful channeling medium and healer from England, and he utilizes divine healing techniques cultivated through divine knowledge he has accrued through his years and years of helping people recover from all types of illnesses. He really helps people simultaneously, all at once, to rebalance the body's energy fields. We're going to find out how this happened, how this started with him as a young child, and how he uses it today to really understand some of these viruses and violations, he calls them, that are inflicting an unsuspecting humanity, which is us. And we'll get to the basis of all of that when we come back. I am Lisa Gar. You're listening to Coast AM. Welcome to Coast AM. I am Lisa Gar. My guest tonight had to learn really early on how to deal with the presence of negative ETs in his life. He began to use his psychic abilities and the power inherent in his Melchizedek soul to understand why they were visiting him and how to remove them, not only from himself, but from the planet, and how to heal the manipulations and the violations that he eventually understood were inflicting many, many people. And these early experiences are the basis of what formed Dr. Christopher Macklin's healing work now. He's a very powerful channeling medium from England, and I'm very, very excited to have Christopher on tonight. This is going to be a great show. How are you, Christopher?
Yay, thanks for having me on, Lisa. Bless your heart. It's wonderful to be here. Yay!
I know. I've watched your videos, and you're so wonderful, and you could talk for hours and hours, and I love your storytelling nature, and it's just a joy to have you here tonight. And just your being, just your presence is very light
Thanks
and
so much. Bless your heart.
healing. So tell us about your childhood. You started very young when you were aware of your psychic abilities. How does a child become aware of that?
Well, I used to see a lot of things like craft in the sky, and I used to see beings. And I remember one night when I was about four, went to bed, and suddenly this big old reptilian thing turned up. Dad, Dad, there's a reptilian again. And he comes going up, what's the matter? What's the matter? There's a rep, it's right there, And he couldn't see it. Oh, it's a bad dream, but it's there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, hang on a minute.
So didn't that scare you?
It did one initially, but I think it's weird. I got an inner strength to think, okay, and he went back, right, go to sleep, and the thing was still there. So he goes back downstairs, and I'm looking at this thing, and there's a very deep feeling in your heart of like, wow, it's a very deep like negative feeling. I thought, this thing's got to go. So I told it, get out my room, and poof, it went. Oh, that worked.
Wow, it was that easy.
it was really interesting. Yeah, it's that easy. But I put me, like an almighty power. Get out of my room. It was gone. Oh, great. So when it happened again, I used to remove them. And I realized I had the inner strength to be able to remove these things because, if you command things to leave with enough strength within you, then they do leave. And so it's really important that goes today. I mean, I get the Melchizedek beings to escort them out of people's bodies. People get attachments and things. So it was a pretty interesting journey. But I still saw craft, and I realized that even when I was young, I realized that if I kept telling people about these things, they'll think I'm completely nuts and probably end up with a psychiatrist on some sort of medication type thing. So I just stopped talking about it.
Your parents would not know what to do with you, right?
No, my father's age 6. He still doesn't know what to do, but he's getting better. He kind of gets it, so he kind of gets it.
Do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have a brother.
Did they see
He's
them?
actually in Houston. No, but he respects what I do. It's very interesting. He realizes I've got a gift. couldn't stand it, but he said, I realize it works, and he holds the space for me, and I think that's really good. You know, he loves me to death, but he kind of, well, I don't get what you're on about, you know. I remember going to work on him. I said, well, the heart shocker. He said, well, what's a heart shocker? Oh, blimey. We're kind of not getting very far here, bless your heart.
Well, it's when he says that, when you say that he has respect for what you do, is it because he's seen your work on people?
Oh, yeah. I remember before my mother passed, a very quick story. I don't want to go too into it. Before my mother passed, she went into a coma, and she was pretty ill, and she went into a coma, and I thought, oh, my God, your mother's going to die, and, you know, like a daft fool, really, in a way. I ran to the airport, $2,600, bought a ticket, and I was at the gate in Springfield, Missouri, and there came a thing. Totally sorry, the aircraft's going nowhere. The front windscreen's cracked. Now, I've been into avionics. I know the front windscreen never cracks. You know, they're really, really solid. And I thought, hang on a minute. So I asked, okay, what's going on? They said, get back in Gila. Oh, so I phoned my father. Sorry, Dad, I can't come. They've cancelled. Oh, she'd be dead by tomorrow. So, you know, you might as well just get the ticket back and arrange for funeral. I said, so on my way back, I talked to them. And they said, you've got to set up for 4 days. And this is Thursday, so okay. So I went in the office, I set up in the back room for 4 days. So on the Friday, my father phoned me and said, there's a mass in the back. So I had a look at it, and I can remote view people. I said, that's not a mass, a tumor, you know, it's actually calcification. No, it's a tumor. They're going to do an MRI tomorrow. So they did MRI. And he told the specialist came back to him, that it is calcification. How does he know? He's 4,500 miles away.
Wow. Uh-huh.
I said, oh, long story, Dad. Anyway, so I set her up, worked on her heart, worked on everything. And so by Sunday, they said, okay, 7:30 UK time, she's going to wake up, she's going to be home in a day. So
wow.
I phoned my father, said, Dad, 7:30, she's going to wake up on Monday, and she's going to be home in a day. Don't be so ridiculous, you know. And anyway, sure enough, she woke up. She went home. But I asked her, would you stay? And I got a clear message. I'll stay for a short time. That means normally about 6 months. So anyway, she stayed. And she said, but please don't ask me to stay again. Because I asked her, can you stay just for a short time? And I got a yes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, when the next time came, I promised her, and I asked her. I said, Mom, she goes, you promised you never asked me. I said, okay. Yeah, and I knew she was going to pass at that time, and she passed, bless her. But very interesting. And I remember my father, you know, it was about 7 years ago, he kind of phoned and said, that's an extraordinary gift you got. How long have you had that? Oh, blimey.
Since I was a child. So you're communicating with your mother, though, soul to soul, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I was asking her higher self, you know, will you stay? And please stay, you know. And she goes, okay, I'll stay for a short while. Like I say, a short while always means something like 6 months, and it was bang on 6 months to the day.
And
it was amazing.
And so when you feel into someone's healing, are you communicating with their soul, with their higher self?
I do communicate with higher self. I also talk to the Methuselah beings. Mm-hmm. Methuselah beings from the ultimate dimension. I was born in one. There's five of us here. I'm one of them. I know all the other ones, and we're just, you know, we work very close with the Arcturians, and we're here to do stuff down here, you know, and that's what we're doing, you know. So, but healing is one of the things I really concentrate on, because I love it, because changing lives, I mean, believe it or not, you know, probably per week, because we have, you know, healing sessions by donation. We have something like 2,000 people on that, including Facebook, YouTube, and you know, Zoom.
Right. I watched one of your YouTube videos, and it's wonderful. I mean, I had it on in the background, and I was listening to your knowledge of the best knowledge of the body and how things work, and you really do have a good knowledge of how the body works. But let's just take it back for a second to when you were in just through the years where you didn't quite know you had this gift. You said you tried, you were an aviation engineer for a while?
Yeah, we work on autopilots and things like that, you know, for Airbus industries and for different things. And then I went to work for Philips Consumer Electronics, you know, working on set-top boxes, and I was in charge of those. But I couldn't stand being in industry. I looked at the people at the top, thinking, oh gosh, there's got to be something better than always.
Right.
And I was just like everyone else getting a paycheck. So I thought, anyway, move forward. And after 2000, when the crash came with computers, they laid a lot of people off. I was building houses and then decided to build an apartment block. 2007 comes around and I was building 176 apartments, and the bank phone said, oh, you know these apartments in Manchester, they were worth £220,000. They're now worth 90. So we want our money back in 14 days. Oh, okay. And that was the massive change in 2007 where, I mean, I used to do healings and understand things and see and speak to, you know, beings, but not really focus on. In 2007, I went completely bankrupt and lost everything. And I remember being in the middle of Manchester. It's crazy. Someone let me borrow a flat for a month, had no money for food, and I had this ridiculous Bentley sitting outside that I couldn't even put gas in. I was actually really embarrassed that, oh my God, I hope no one sees this daft thing, because anyway, it got repossessed eventually. And I moved forward. I spent 4 years. You know, the reason why I know about the body is I didn't learn it from any books. They taught me, like, for example, how leukemia works, how cancers work, how IBS works. You know, if you've got irritable bowel, if you've got memory loss, if you've got things like MS, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, they're all neurological conditions caused by neurotoxins from things like stealth pathogens, which are, in quotes, spirochetes. It's not sparkies. Everyone thinks I say sparkies. on the group, what's a sparky? No, that's an electrician, you know, maybe a bad electrician, who knows. This is spirochete, and it's, you know, it's the new manufactured diseases that are causing so much harm to the body. It's kind of sad, but we do have methods of removing it.
And let's talk about that for a minute here, about the manufactured diseases. These are spirochetes in the body? Explain that.
Yeah, spirochetes are stealth pathogens. So pathogens are things like Epstein-Barr, you know, viral-related infections. They're also, you know, Epstein-Barr is a manufactured disease, but stealth pathogens act a lot faster in the body. So what they do is they keep morphing into something else. So they're in the body, they keep morphing, and if they're replicating the body, depending on whether your DNA is robust or not, if it's robust, they won't. So, for example, everyone's got Borrelia, which is a spirochete lyme in their body, but not everyone gets sick by it. So why is that? Because their DNA is robust against it. So how do we damage the DNA? Basically ingesting agrobacterium, which is in GMO foods or in vaccines. Over a period will damage the DNA and basically allow these spirochete things to replicate. Once they replicate, they keep morphing. They're very interesting. They keep morphing. And the autoimmune, it's like having a, you know, you're talking about stealth passage, like a stealth bomber. You've got, you know, you've got a flight in the front and something behind. It's trying to find it. It keeps changing course. It tries to find it. Keeps changing course. Eventually, your autoimmune is going to crash because it just can never find them. Then, you know, you die of something else. Like, and it's the same. The manufactured diseases are almost the same. Borrelia is almost the same as HIV. You know, when Borrelia blows up at the body, it's Lyme disease. When HIV blows up at the body, it's AIDS. And Agent Orange, when it blows up at the body, it's not got a name. It's just Agent Orange blowing up with the
leukemia. So there could also be the name for it. Now, these types of, I understand. So where do we get these original types of ailments? I mean, where do you find these types of manufactured diseases in the body? Where do they populate? How do you catch them?
Well, Borrelia is in chemtrails. The other manufactured thing is called Morgellons particles, which is particles. It's a horrific disease. And I know, you know, a lot of people have it, you know, and they try and manage it, but it's very difficult because it's almost like having AIDS. It's slightly different, but it's the same thing. It starts to really degrade the body. And they're in the chemtrails. So Borrelia, everyone's got Borrelia, which is a spirochete of a Lyme disease in the body, but not everyone gets it because of the DNA, depending on your DNA and how robust it is. So it's really interesting. It's the same with HIV. People can have HIV, but they don't get AIDS because their DNA is robust against it. So very interesting.
Explain these, the words, spirochete?
Yeah, it's spirochete.
Oh, spirochete.
Spiro, S-P-I-R-O, and then Listen, I'm not very good at spelling.
Okay, no, and then these are the manufactured types of.
CHEETT, yeah, spirochete.
And what
They're the
exactly is it?
manufactured. It's a pathogen, a stealth pathogen. It's very fast acting in the body.
And
And it
where do
comes
we
from.
f attract these things from?
Well, the original design of these things came off planet from the Zeta Grays. So it's something that's not from this planet. And that's why, with HIV/AIDS, there is no cure for it because, for example, if you have a disease here, like if you have a virus or something that comes from this planet, there's herbs and there's all sorts of things like bark and many things on the planet. The planet has its own resources. But if you bring something off planet, of course, then, there's nothing on the planet to take care of it. And that's why with HIV, with Lyme disease, with Agent Orange, and with Morgellons, there's nothing that can take care of it. So, and that's the problem with it.
Okay, and then these are, as you say, gets into things like their food supply, water, and that's how we,
Yeah.
okay, and these are pathogens.
Well, the stealth pathogens are bound to nanoparticles, so they're actually airborne. They come from the chemtrails. So when the chemtrails are released, the particles in the chemtrails have the spirochete bound to them, so they sink through the skin. They're 10 to the minus 9 small.
I'm just asking because I'm trying to figure out, is there any way that we could avoid this?
Well, the main thing to avoid is GMO foods or, again, vaccines. I meant to legally say go sort your doctor, but if you ingest agrobacterium from those, that's the thing that allow it to replicate. But is there any way of avoiding it? Probably not. I think most people have it, sadly.
That's
But
kind of what I was saying. So when you have,
yeah.
when something's introduced like a COVID-19 virus, is it easier for that to disassemble the immune system because it's already been fighting so hard with all of these other different types of pathogens?
The thing is about the COVID-19 coronavirus thing, whatever there's different names now for it. It started off with the coronavirus, which is a flu, which has been around for 30 years, different strains of flu. You'll find the corona in also herpes-related, viral infections as well. But the COVID-19, and I call it the weaponized one, which has been designed, and it's actually got, SARS in it. It's got HIV proteins, which create spirochetes. So that's the one that, people should worry about, but I don't feel as though that's around the world. I think we're looking at two viruses, and I think, one of them is not so bad, the other one is, not good at all.
Oh, the corona
So,
is the one that's easier to recover from.
it's just having a really bad flu,
Okay.
and but if you look at it, to me, it's just kind of crazy. It's a hijack of the world, but, that's just my opinion, of course.
It is
But I
phenomenal,
think
though, something that could take the entire globe over. It is quite, it is, it is
for such
devastating.
tiny numbers, but for such tiny numbers, the CDC's changed the numbers again. I mean,
Yeah.
people die of the flu. You can get 100,000 people die of the flu, and 96,000 people have died of, corona or COVID, and it's not even a clear name because they keep changing the name. So it's kind of crazy, really.
I know there are so many different opinions that yet we shut the entire world down, and it is very, very contagious. That's the reason. I
Oh yeah, well it's airborne. This HIV
very, yeah.
protein one connected with SARS. They've made basically HIV airborne, but they've accelerated it, so it's a lot faster acting in the body, so it crashes the body within 7 to 10 days. It's nuts. But again, it's also RNA DNA activated, so some people don't get it, and some people will. It depends on your RNA makeup and DNA makeup.
Is that why the vaccine is an RNA changing vaccine, so to speak? Can you tell us about that?
Well, the vaccine for COVID.
Yes.
They won't make it because, if you think about it, if you've not been able to take care of HIV/AIDS for the last 30 years, how are you going to make a vaccine in 3 months? The answer is you're not, But it's my opinion what they're trying to do is create a vaccine and get people to inject it so it's got nanotechnology. Because, and the other problem is the Morgellons particles have evolved. I mean, I've been working with these particles, and I work with a world-leading toxicologist. She's actually based in Los Angeles. She's pretty amazing, and I work very closely with her because, if you're going to heal something, you've got to really understand how it works. Because if you don't, how are you going to heal it? You know, you can't say, well, heal it, you know, because the Mechuzah of Israel will heal what? You know, so you've got to understand the how it operates in the body to be able to actually create a solution. And we have a solution, which is really good. But, you know, going back to the vaccines, I think,
wait, you can't just say we have a solution. Wait, we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to get into this, because if there's a solution, we'd love to know a lot about it. Okay, we'll be right back with Dr. Christopher Malkin. I am Lisa Garr. You're listening to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast AM. I am Lisa Garr, and my guest is Dr. Christopher Malkin. He's a Melchizedek being, and he is a powerful channeling medium and healer from England. We were talking before the show about the fact that there is a possible solution to this entire manufactured, weaponized COVID-19 virus. Tell me about that. You were speaking with somebody who's a nanoscientist, did you say, in Los Angeles?
Yeah, she's a world-leading toxicologist.
Okay.
She's been studying Morgellons particles, you know, these Morgellons stuff in the body for about 40 years.
Wow.
It's evolved, and, you know, I got involved with it to understand how it works, because it's off-planet technology. It's 10 to the minus 9 small. They spray it in chemtrails, gets in the body. Again, you know, it depends whether your DNA is robust or not, whether it replicates in the body. And Morgellons is becoming a pandemic. You know, I know, for example, you know, I know Joni Mitchell's got it. A lot of people have got it. And, you know, if you go to a doctor, they say, oh, you just need to go to a psychiatrist because you're nuts. And this stuff grows through your body. It actually physically grows through your body. So it's biologically alive, but it's got no soul. So I call it live dead stuff.
Yeah,
because it's got no soul.
If it's got no soul, then it can't live, right?
No, so what it's doing is feeding off your energy. So what they've done is they've actually refined that now, and they've got a thing called, basically it's called hydrogel, which is the particle stuff in gel form. And the reason why they're developing this is what they want to do is create, you know, this goes back to the vaccine before I tell you the solution, goes back to the vaccine. What they'd want to do is put this hydrogel in the vaccine, inject it into you, so you've got the Morgellons hydrogel in you. And what that can do is transmit, receive frequency. So then with the 5G, you put you on the internet, you become an asset, and it also alters your DNA so they can copyright you, because that's not your DNA, that's something that they've altered. So it's a very interesting concept. You know, they want to basically get people on the internet and get them linked up to, as an asset of, you know, Bitcoin or whatever it is, who knows. But kind of sad, but it's what it is. So.
And you said that there was a solution around something like this.
We've created a solution. It's really interesting because I've worked on the old solution was that we used to apply, I've got different energies. One of them is called space-time continuum energy, or for short, I've called it tachyon energy. It's not like Tesla's, but what we do is when we apply it to the body, it feels very electrostatic, like static, buzzy energy. What it does is it breaks down the molecular structure of spirochetes or Morgellons particles benign for the body. Great. The only problem is that it used to take 1 month, twice a week, for every year you've had it. If you had it for 20 years, 30 years, it's going to take you 2, 3, 4 years. And we've got rid of Lyme disease in people, but it took too long. So I was looking for a solution. So came across this solution. What it is, I'm one of two Mechuzadek beings who can actually split your now future timeline, the Akashic Records. So what we do is we create a thing to split it. And you go on a path of divine alignment, complete wellness, where your body is free from all the stuff in your body, spirochetes, Morgellons, you know, any heavy metals, everything else. And on the other timeline, we split out the body, the Morgellons particles, any spirochetes or stealth pathogens and any, you know, neurotoxins and associated with that, co-infections and things like that. And it's worked. I've been working on it for a year, just under a year, worked on 130 people. It's had absolutely profound effects, and it's a lot faster. It's a 20-week program. So it takes 60 days to split it out of the body, and then we reset the DNA back to the blueprint it should be so that you won't get it again.
Actually makes sense. So you're using the mind and the soul to go down to kind of a parallel universe and a path of complete wellness.
We're using the Akashic Records.
Oh.
So you're on a timeline now, for example, where, there's infinite timelines. The Melchizedek beings created the Akashic Records with the prime creator to make sure that, the reason why we have Akashic Records is to stop people from altering this time-space continuum. So, for example, if you go back in time, if you have a time machine, which I know they've produced, they go back in time on this timeline, they go back to 19, whatever it is, 35, whatever, to where Hitler was, and they want to take him out, but they can't because that's a different timeline, and that timeline has already happened. His timeline's already happened, so you can't alter his timeline from the timeline you're on. You see what I mean?
Yes,
So
so I see what you're saying.
basically, what they've done is lock the history of time space so that it can't be altered, because if it was, of course, it would just create a time space continuum absolute mess. But we can split, because you've got infinite timelines. For example, you can do your divine path, or you can go and work for a corporate system, or you can decide, I want to go to jail, let's go rob a bank. Oh, I'm in jail, that's your timeline. There's infinite timelines, and we all have free will what timeline we take. But the timeline you're on now, if we split it into two, so over a period of time of 60 days, it actually separates the particles from the body. It's been absolutely astonishing and amazing. And I've got doctors who work with me. I've got to be very careful, of course, but I've got doctors who send patients because they don't know what to do with this Morgellon stuff, because the CDC won't recognize it because, of course, the huge compensation. So it's been a profound thing. It's a 20-week program we do, and we have about 15, 20 people every month on it. It's been incredible.
So it's interesting. So you split the timeline in the body, and one goes down a path of complete wellness, and you stay
Yeah,
with this.
so absolutely, and it's not just got rid of the Morgellons and the Lyme and everything else. It's actually changed people's lives because now they're on a path of divine alignment, so their connection to God is way, way sharper. They start getting intuition. People have moved, I had one lady, she did some jewelry and stuff. She moved, during the protocol from New York to Colorado, within a week. Wow. And other people are moving, and relationships break up because they weren't meant to be. So, and people around you, it alters because it's altering your timeline. Of course, people around you will influence theirs as well. So, people have been a lot different, a lot kinder. It's had profound effects on people, so
It
I'm
would
really
make
excited about
sense.
it.
I mean, it's almost like the benefits of a very intense 20-week meditation program, but it's being guided through the divine energy that comes through you and the healing energy that comes through you, and you're
Absolutely.
focusing purely and cleanly on this path of complete wellness and divine
Oh,
alignment.
yeah. Well, the other thing as well, it really releases tons of emotion. I mean, when people come on the protocol, I say, look, you've got to put your seatbelt on because you're in for a bit of a ride. Because, you go on a divine path and suddenly you think, oh, I've been manipulated. All the things that have happened in your life come up and, you release them. And it's been profound, at the end of it, people, oh, my God, we'll do it again. It's been incredible. So I'm so excited by it.
And you found that people, and do you take them in any type of a health program at the same time or a detox at any time? Or is it all mind work, soul
No,
work?
once, well, once we do, we create the split in the timeline, I always leave it for 7 days. So we separate the timeline where, and I go through everything, there's Borrelia Lyme, HIV AIDS, Agent Orange, is eradicated from the body on the timeline you're on, and any co-infections, neurotoxins, any viral, fungal, mold, bacterial, parasites, heavy metals, candida, and any toxins associated with those, any biofilm associated with the spirochetes, because they create biofilm and mucus, that's eradicated from the body. On the other timeline, all that stuff is split out the timeline to the sun, and so it's cleansed. Because one of the things we were trying to figure out is, okay, if you split the timeline, the particles that you're splitting out, the nanoparticles, need a job. So what do you do with them? You can't just leave them suspended in a timeline doing what? They've got to go somewhere. So, okay, they're going to be cleansed the sun. And it's had profound effect. It really has.
What do you
I'm
think
excited
about
about it.
people that, I mean, other than chronic illnesses, what about things like accidents where people get into car accidents or they fall and they, get like my mom fall and she hurt her hip. A lot of hip accidents with the elderly. What are
Oh yeah, we
those?
see those. Well, we see those every day. I mean, sometimes you can fall because, maybe you're discombobulated. The mind's an amazing thing, but the problem is our minds are being dumbed down because of neurotoxins. So it's kind of important, we have a detox. We can detox the mind. We can detox the body using time-space switching. So what it does is it switches the heavy metals and toxins. Because I always put people in a portal, you switch the particles and the toxins out of this time to a different time, so it shifts the frequency, and then you draw it out of space. So you're drawing it out the body, so it's more energetic. You're drawing it out energetically instead of putting it through the liver and kidneys, which is a lot better. People always get freaked out because sometimes, okay, 10 seconds, you're going to feel a cool breeze or a drawing sensation coming out your body. Oh, my God, what's that?
What is that? So you're basically saying if someone had an accident, it's about the mind, and the mind needs to be of service or of use along with the soul, or things like that happen. Was that your long answer to what I asked?
No, there's disorientation. Of course, if you've got disorientation, you can feel dizzy because of toxins and different things, and people with Lyme have a lot of that, so you can have accidents because of that. I know people get discombobulated because of spiritual attacks. You can have accidents because of that. Or maybe you just have weak muscles. I see different reasons why people have accidents. I mean, we deal a lot with accidents, especially lower back and hips. People get arthritis and that. And, the McHugh's Vet beings can do psychic surgery and repair those, there's many different things that, you can. Sometimes you can have an accident because, you're trying to go down the wrong path. And maybe God's kind of saying, you know what? You need to chill out for a week or two. And there's always a reason sometimes why, you have an accident.
Yes, going down the wrong path. That's very well said. A question about, you mentioned that there are airborne HIV or airborne illnesses, viruses. Does a mask help with something like that?
No. Really? It sinks through the eyes. It sinks through the skin. A mask is an absolute waste of time. I look at these, the Branson City, they were deciding whether to do mask or no mask because, Missouri is not mandated, but they decided to do it. I thought, you've got to be kidding. I mean, the problem is if you're breathing your own CO2, that's not good for you. People are now having illnesses and things and chronic problems with the lungs because of infection. Because, if you've got a moist mask because you're breathing through it all day, you're going to start, creating bacteria and breathing that back in. So it's kind of crazy. But also, I think... the weaponized system, if you got that, it's not going to make any difference at all. It sinks through the skin, the eyes, ears. It can sink through anywhere. So it makes no difference at all.
So many things to talk about and so many questions for you. So when we mentioned, I know we mentioned earlier about the accidents and so forth and that going down the wrong path. Is there a right path right now when we're amidst this pandemic and so many things are shut down? So many people are finding that they're off purpose, that they've lost their purpose, that there is no overall purpose for a higher living. Can you speak to that a little bit and how someone could realign with themselves during this time where we feel so uncertain about our future?
Well, it's my opinion that everyone's got a gift. And I think, you've got to look at the passion within yourself. I see so many people depressed and fed up. And, I've had even people suicidal where I've had to intervene because they've had an attachment saying your negative thoughts. But it's easy, once you drop your vibration, you can get attachments and they make things way, way worse because they're sending you negative thoughts. They're not your thoughts. But, it's important to look, in my opinion, everyone, my job here is to help people. And I'm a facilitator to get them back to their sovereign selves. I don't believe in gurus and all this blah, blah, blah. It's all blah, blah, blah. I don't believe in religion. It's all separation. I believe in some of the teachers. I think their teachings were great. But I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Buddhist. But Buddha's, messages are great. So is Jesus the Christ. He just taught unconditional love, like love unconditionally, no separation, anything else. But and then you've got, separation with politics. And I don't get involved with any of this. My opinion is if you want to have a really good life, look for your passion and also switch off all the news and everything else. Don't look at the outside world. Get within your space and get people around you who hold the space for you, who don't drag your energy down and talk I call it blah blah blah, you know. A lot of
Technical
people do.
term, blah blah blah, blah blah
Yeah.
blah.
You know what? Do you know what's funny? I had a friend. I got a French client. I said to her, "So what's blah 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 in French?" She goes, "Oh, it's trois blah." I'm like, "Oh, okay." Would it translate? And she goes, "I know exactly what you mean." That's so
Or
funny.
if you're Dracula in the movie, oh, the Transylvania, Hotel Transylvania, he says blah blah blah. It's there's lots of different, but regardless, separation from yourself is what you're talking about, and separation can get you nowhere. And also, you said that's a place where that tends to get attachments and just foreign beings going into the void because there is a void of space to occupy, and that is.
Yeah, exactly. And the fear, the sadness, there's a whole slew of things. You know, my opinion is you got to start working on yourself. It's easy to get triggered, and it's very important to set boundaries, I think. And I had a lot of this, you know, as a child, because when I went to do a degree, my dad said, "Oh, you're too thick." And I've got severe dyslexia. You know, if I read to you, you'd think, "Oh my God, he's a 2-year-old." And it's not that I can't read; it's because I read the sentence. Hang on a minute, I miss bits out. Go and read it again, and you know, it's not my gift. And it's only, you know, lately since I married Mandy, you know, one day I said, "God, I've been so frustrated, I can't read." She goes, "Well, why bother? It's not your gift. Get an audio book." Oh, okay, you know, so what you've got to do is look what you're really good at. And the things you aren't good at, don't do them. And I always say this about, you know, spiritual, I'm not digressing too much, but it's important if you're going to spiritual business, don't do the things that frustrate you, because all you're going to do is get all frustrated. Go and do the things that you're amazing at and pay the people who are good at the frustrating things. Like, for example, I can't do accounts. I'm not interested in counting money. I pay our accountant about $12,000-$13,000 a year to do the accounts because I'm not interested in it. I can't do it. Don't want to count pennies. I just want to do healings. You know, I pay the IT guy to do the IT. Focus on what you're really good at, your passion. And everyone's got a passion. People, "Oh, I don't know what my passion is." But you're really good at something. You know, it's like playing the piano. Can I play the piano? I struggle. Can
Not
I
really.
paint? No. Well, you know, can I paint? If I went to a gallery with my painters, they'd get out. Don't come back, you know. But healing, you know, I can really get there, you know,
You know
and
what you're good
I've
at.
spent.
Yes.
Yeah, you just got to focus on that and forget the rest of it and really get a passion for it, you know, be there for people. People say to me, "Oh, it must be great doing healings and wow, you know, doing your own business a few hours a day." It's not a few hours a day. I work 12 hours a day, 4 days a week. And then we do the protocol on top of that. And then we do a lot of other things. You
Well,
know,
there's
it's almost
a
a way
lot
of
to be
life.
done. Yes, well, there's a lot to be done, and I think that's great because we have, you know, the GMO foods, and we have the fluoride, and we have the pesticides, and we have all of this that is constantly breaking us down. We need something that can bring us back into a balanced state, and this is a wonderful way to do this. Now I'm going to let our wonderful audience know what's going on. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with Chris. We're going to offer lots of questions if you want to call in and ask questions to Dr. Christopher Macklin. And then during a certain period, we're going to do, or Christopher's going to do, a healing, a wonderful group audience healing. And so I will offer, if you get a chance to sit into a wonderful, relaxed state, you'll be able to receive some of this healing that Christopher's going to be doing later on after some of your questions get answered. Okay. So that's what we're headed up for the next hour. And we will be back with Dr. Christopher Macklin. I am Lisa Garr, and you're listening to Coast to Coast AM.